You know, sometimes I think I'm living in the 70s. Well, I am. We're talking about Jean Enerson, who got her start anchoring in the 70s. And then, I don't know if you remember the last desperate days of Vietnam. America had pulled out of the war. And then as the communists began to move on Saigon, the Vietnamese desperately asked, not for troops, not for airstrikes, but just give us some equipment. And Gerald Ford tried to, and Congress, which had been firmly controlled by the Democrats, massive midterm gains by liberals during the Watergate year of 74, they refused even to give equipment to forestall the communists so that those people who had been supportive of us could get out of the country. And that we had this ignominious defeat, where Ambassador Graham had to be airlifted from the top of the embassy, and America leaves Vietnam. Well, look what's going on now in Iraq. An Al-Qaeda-inspired group called the Islamic State of Iraq seized control of Mosul earlier this week. Now they marched on and took Tikrit. That's Saddam's hometown. They're less than 35 miles outside Baghdad, which would be the big enchilada. And they're moving. And they have momentum at their backs. What can the United States do about it? Well, they asked us if we would hit with bombing strikes. The response has been no. They asked even for drone strikes. The response has been no. Here is our main guy, Ralph Peters, Fox News military analyst, assessing the Islamic State of Iraq, what he calls the Islamic State of Iraq, which stretches from central Syria up to central Iraq, is taking shape as a militant state unto itself.
Let me tell you, when he took office in his first term, Al-Qaeda was broken. Today, Al-Qaeda's descendants, such as the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria, ISIS, active in Iraq and Syria now, Al-Qaeda, in its many forms, is far stronger than ever. And the event we just saw, with these jihadis seizing Iraq's second largest city, Mosul, 1.4 million population, and seizing today Tikrit, Saddam's old hometown, in addition to Fallujah, we're seeing two things. First of all, forget that line on the Rand McNally Labs written maps dividing Syria and Iraq. There is now a new state, a jihadi state, stretching from central Syria to central Iraq and continuing to expand.
That's Ralph Peters on with Bill O'Reilly. I love this analysis, because what he's saying is, if you're looking, you know, if you're hearing about these stories in isolation, you hear about what's happening in Syria and you hear what's going on in Iraq, you just think, well, you know, get some madness and chaos going on in the Middle East. And man, what a tragedy in Iraq, because 4,500 Americans lost their lives, more than 35,000 good men and women have been terribly wounded from that conflict. We secured that country. We handed it over in good shape. And if we had kept an American presence there, it likely would have deterred what is now happening. But we didn't. And as a consequence, the very Al-Qaeda forces that we repelled during the surge, that's what the surge was we were driving out Al-Qaeda. We kicked their asses. And we had the help of the locals, not because they were suddenly pro-American, but because they detested Al-Qaeda. Are you hearing these anecdotes, Phil, that there have been numerous instances of beheadings in Mosul and Tikrit, that they're basically marking their territory by beheading people publicly and hoisting The heads to terrify the locals.
And are these Iraqi security forces they're doing this with, or just the sectarian differences?
Anyone who's thought to be...
Because in the north of Iraq, Mosul, right. You have the Kurdish population at odds with the Sunni Muslim population, which seems to be the biggest component of this whatever state of Iraq and Syria.
It's basically
ISIS.
Al-Qaeda sure. is what it
sure.
is.
And so, you know, eventually, if they push into Baghdad, that's where the seat of the Shiite power is.
Yeah.
And that's the majority in southeast Iraq.
So let's unpack this.
Sunnis mm-hmm. are all in central western off to Syria, and then Kurds in the north.
So let's unpack this real quickly. The majority of people who live in Iraq are Shiite Muslim. Saddam was a Sunni Muslim, and he was brutal, but he was also kind of practical. I mean, he had some Sunnis in his cabinet, and he had a Christian in his cabinet, and basically his view was just don't politicize your religion to the point where it makes me uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, he was supporting terrorism all over the place, and we end up moving probably the most wretched human rights violator on the planet. We move him out. And the concern after America pulls its footprint back, after we secure the country and we change presidents, is, oh no, I hope Iran, which is a Shiite nation, mm-hmm. doesn't take advantage of the U.S. leaving town to move in. Well, Iran hasn't moved in. Al-Qaeda, which is Sunni Muslim, they've moved in. The people we beat in the surge, and they have, again, what you heard Ralph Peters call the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria, from central Syria, you know, further northeast to central Iraq. And now they're going, as I pointed out, for the big enchilada. And who knows where they'll be by the end of the show.
And this is the other component of what's happened in Mosul. And if everything is accurate about Tikrit, Iraqi security forces are supposed to be there as a countervailing force to insurgency. And most of the reports seem to say that those Iraqi security forces just up and split. They didn't even try and resist these insurgents. So it makes you wonder, have these Iraqi security forces been infiltrated by other insurgents? Are they just so easily intimidated they're not going to fight? They're not going to stand up and defend? And, you know, is the backbone going to be the better trained forces and the more dedicated forces are only in Baghdad? Is that what we're going to find?
Well, I would love to hear right now from Iraq war veterans about what you think of what's going on there right now. Because I'm just looking at this, shaking my head. And can you imagine if I bled for Iraq, if I had been over there in Iraq, if friends of mine died in Iraq, to see all of this slowly falling apart? Again, if you are a veteran of the Iraq War and you want to weigh in on this, boy, would I love to hear from you. Or if you have a son or daughter, a nephew or niece who served over there, 206-421-5757. That's 206-421-5757 outside King County. Yeah, 1-888-312-5757. That's 1-888-312-5757. The progress of the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria, what it's called, which is basically Al-Qaeda on trying to establish its own state, is now providing momentum for other militant groups like Boko Haram. We've been talking about them in Nigeria. Anyway, here's more of Ralph Peters on Bill O'Reilly last night.
From Nigeria and Boko Haram to Pakistan and Afghanistan and the Taliban, the jihadists are winning. There's no question about it.
It's all falling apart, and you're adding Putin seizing Crimea. Our foreign policy is in disarray. And it's coming fast. All of this stuff is happening fast. And it's not happening in a vacuum. All right, the Taliban's not attacking an airport, and the jihadis aren't attacking Mosul in a vacuum. They see the weakness, and now everybody's coming. Here they come.
In the Middle East, the United States is now in its weakest position since 1945 and the birth of the modern Middle East. Jihadis are winning because they are willing to die for their fanatical cause. The Iraqi soldiers, Syrians, and others aren't willing to die for their dictators. And we are facing a problem, if not caused, as I believe, at least exacerbated by Obama's dilatory incompetence, we're facing a problem, Bill, that is going to plague us for many years to come.
Okay, again, that's Ralph Peters, Fox News military analyst, our go-to guy on all things related to the military here on Talk Radio 570 KVI. That's Ralph Peters on what lies ahead. And, you know, the thing that is so tragic about this is that the dream, after we ousted Saddam, the dream was that Iraq would become a Islamic democracy, a Muslim democracy. And we would see the blooming of freer markets, of democracy, and people throughout the Middle East would love it, that it would serve as a beacon to inspire people throughout the Middle East, and that the Middle East would eventually follow this model, or at least the dictators would be leveraged by the democratic, prosperous, market-oriented country of Iraq. And that's how we would begin to see change. Boy, has that fallen apart. Is that ever in shambles today? As a result, the vacuum, with America gone, the vacuum has been filled by the worst elements of Al-Qaeda. We are even hearing from people who say that elements of this Islamic State of Syria and Iraq are even extreme by Al-Qaeda standards. And of course, now that so many Iraqi security forces have thrown off their uniforms, tossed their weapons, and are running away, they're going in, they're liberating the prisons and jails. And I've got to ask, what lies ahead for Afghanistan? We had at one point 100,000 troops there. Now it's down to 30,000. And we've met with less success in Afghanistan, and now we're going to draw that down to a force of about 10,000. But we have met with less success in Afghanistan than we did in Iraq. And look what has happened in Iraq. It's 22 minutes after 5 o'clock in the morning, the John Carlson Show. Again, it's like we're in the 1970s. Again, I have a couple more examples, including some local ones, of how that seems to be the case these days. Welcome to the John Carlson Show.
There is an alternative to the out-of-control, spin-it, hide-it, and distorted mainstream media, KVI. We tell it like it is. It's all about the facts. Now, let's find some solutions. News and views you can't get anywhere else. Talk Radio 570, KVI.